This is The Program with Andrew Walker and Scott Rintoul.
Let's talk to the guy who inked the deal today, or helped ink the deal on the team side of things. He is the newly re-signed himself, Jim Benning, general manager of the Vancouver Canucks, and he joins us here on Sportsnet 650. Good afternoon. Good to talk to you again. How are you?
I'm doing good, guys. I'm doing well.
Busy day for you. Busy news coming down. I suppose where to begin with Eric Goodbranson. Where did the worm turn for you? A lot of people had looked at Eric being an unrestricted free agent, and okay, well, this is an obvious guy to be dealt at the deadline. Jim, when did you and your staff come to the realization that, you know what, we want this guy back in Vancouver?
Yeah, well, we've talked about it all year. It's kind of unfortunate because the last couple years that, we've had him, he's, been dealing with injuries. But we think this last month he's kind of really kind of playing the way that we envisioned when we traded for him, kind of that shutdown defenseman that can play against the other team's top lines. And, because he has the size and the length, he's got a long stick and, he can be hard to play against. And he's showing us that the last month, the way he's played. We forget sometimes he's only a 25-year-old player. Even though he's, had a lot of experience in the league. So I'm trying to bring stability to the organization. And we just thought, we don't have another player like him in our system. And he's one of our young leaders in the dressing room. And, it just made sense for us to try to get him signed and locked in. And so he can continue to improve as a player and show us what he's capable of.
Jim, a lot of talk about the defensive prospects that you have, or perhaps in some cases the lack of defensive prospects in the pipeline right now. And with the ones you do have, there is a gap between when they'll be ready to play in the National Hockey League. How much of a factor was that in re-signing Eric Goodbranson?
Well, I think, we talked about that. We've had three or four of our young defensemen play a lot of minutes this year in Utica. Philip Holm is up right now, and he's had a real good year in Utica. Ashton Sautner is a player that we think is close to playing NHL games. He's shown a lot of improvement this year. And then our two kids are playing like anywhere from 18 to 22 minutes a night, Breezeball and Chatfield. So we've been happy with the development of our young players that we have in Utica. And we have Ole Ulevi coming next year, too. So we have some depth on the back end, and we feel some good young defensemen coming.
Of course, there needs to be room for those players to get into the lineup. By re-signing Eric Goodbranson today, you have five of your current defensemen under contract for next season. You have a couple of RFAs in Derek Pouliot and Troy Stetcher that we all anticipate you'll re-sign. Jim, what are the chances that the blue line we see right now in Vancouver is the same one that starts next season?
Well, that's a long ways away. I think we have depth on the blue line now, and if it comes a point where we can try to move a defenseman to improve the team up front or get a young forward prospect, we'd look to do that.
Does this contract extension? Because I don't know how many calls you were getting about Eric Goodbranson or how close you were to dealing him, Jim. Does this make him, in your mind, a core piece? Is he untradeable now before the beginning of next season or the deadline?
No, we really like him. We think, with some of the other young leaders that we have in the room, like, he is going to take a step in the leadership department with our group in the room. But, I think, like I talked about, is a defense is an area that, for whatever reason, every year it seems like we've gone through 10, 11 defensemen over the course of a year. This year it hasn't been so bad. We haven't had so many injuries on defense. So, if there's an opportunity to, maybe take a defenseman and get, a good young prospect up front to help us with a forward position, we'll look to do that. But we're happy with the depth we have on defense.
Was there a value attached to Eric were you disappointed with the trade market for him? If a certain deal would have come down the pipeline, would we have been talking about a different scenario today?
Well, our first and foremost, you know, we've been going through this process for a little while, and we wanted to try to get him signed. So, you know, that was our intention, is to try to get him signed. And then if it looked like we couldn't get him signed, then, you know, we would have explored what it looked like in the trade market. But I'm happy that, you know, we were able to get him signed, and he's happy to be here. He likes Vancouver, the city, and he likes where the direction our team is going. So I'm just happy that we got him signed.
Canucks general manager Jim Benning is our guest. Sportsnet 650, the program with Andrew Walker and Scott Rintoul. 3 years, $12 million for Eric Goodbranson today. So here we are. We're less than a week before the deadline. Would you say, Jim, that your plan between now and Monday is, you know, for a GM that we all feel is pretty astute at the draft table, is your plan between now and Monday to add draft picks to the fold?
Well, we would like to. You know, we'd like to add more picks. I don't know if that's going to happen or not. You know, we're in lots of different conversations with lots of different teams and general managers, but, you know, we won't know till kind of coming right up to the deadline what it's going to end up looking like and if we're going to be able to add more picks.
Jim, is the market what you thought it was going to be a month ago?
Well, every draft year, you know, kind of takes on its own personality, and you know, so every year is different. You know, we've had conversations with other teams. The thing I think we're running into a little bit this year is there's so many teams that are so close that are in the playoffs, and, you know, they know they're going to make the playoffs, and maybe adding a player is not going to be the answer to them, you know, going one or two extra rounds. So they don't want to give up picks and prospects. And then, you know, the teams that are fighting to make the playoffs, you know, if they don't get in, they don't want to do that either. So it's the teams are all real close this year. And so I'm kind of looking forward to see, you know, what happens at the end. But, you know, it could end up being maybe a quieter year than what we think.
Elliot Friedman reported on the weekend that it would take a special offer to get Chris Tanev to move out of Vancouver. Have GMs called and tried to knock your socks off on Chris Tanev?
I don't like to comment on, you know, what other teams have phoned us and asked for. You know, like, he's an important guy for us. When he's playing, he's one of our best defensemen, and he's a great support player for, you know, our young players that we're going to have coming through here. So, like I've said all along, we're not looking to trade Chris Tanev. But, you know, if teams phone and they make an offer, that we have to say, okay, hey, we need to sit down and talk about this, and maybe this is something that we should look at, we'll do that.
When you came to the determination that you wanted Eric Goodbranson here for the next few years, I'm sure, you know, you had long meetings and it was management groups, and I'm sure you talked to a lot of people and a lot of coaches and all of that. Who was would you say, most in the camp of, hey, we need this guy back and we feel he has more to give?
Well, you know, when we talked to the coaches, you know, I think they kind of put him in that shutdown role here about a month ago, and they really like, you know, what they've seen out of him. So they, you know, they're a big part of, you know, what we're trying to do, and I value what they say on the players. They work with them on a day-to-day basis. So, you know, I think the coaches were supportive of the idea, and you know, we like him as a person and as a player, so it made sense for us to get him locked in.
And at the same time, like, there is a bit of an assumed risk here, Jim. I know, you know, the way a lot of fans look at it, this is a guy that has been banged up. He hasn't quite been what maybe the organization thought at the time. It's been a rough season for the team. And then they see a guy getting some security and a raise. I mean, we could all be so lucky in our jobs sometimes. This is your first move since signing your own extension with the club. Are you aware of the risk this carries? Because you're banking on a guy like Eric Gabranson to take a noticeable step and stay healthy probably in the next 24 months.
Yeah, but I think, you know, like we're going to be younger and faster up front next year. We got, you know, some good young draft picks that we're going to sign this summer. They're going to be young kids. They're going to give us more speed and more skill. And, you know, I just like the fact that, you know, Eric's always been the type of player that sticks up for his teammates. And I think, you know, he can help with the development of our kids that are going to come in next year.
Speaking of acquiring more prospects, the Avs come in here tonight. They have Alex Kerfoot, and a player that you were in the summer, and you see the impact that Will Butcher is having as well in New Jersey this season. That being said, do you put more emphasis on college free agents right now than perhaps you did a year or 2 years ago, Jim?
College free agents have always been important to me. And ever since I've come in here, I've tried to stress how important it is to our people. Chris Tanev was a college free agent, and we all see, you know, what he's developed into. So we put a lot of importance on that. We have meetings about, who are the best players in the country so we can, you know, start watching them, planning, you know, as to when they're going to come out and try to be in on if we have a chance to sign them. So that's an important part for us of adding players to our organization, and we take it very seriously.
He is Canucks GM Jim Benning here on the program with Walker and Rintoul.
One last one before we go. Thomas Vanek, obviously an unrestricted free agent. Any news on either front with Thomas Vanek as we approach the deadline?
Nope. He's had a good year for us. I don't think we're going to talk to him till the end of the year about if we're going to re-sign him for next year. And we're going to see, you know, what happens this next week at the trade deadline with him also. So it's kind of we'll just monitor, the calls we get on him and make a decision if something makes sense.
Jim, we appreciate the time as always. Good luck tonight against Colorado.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Thank you, Jim.
There he is, Jim Benning, the newly re-signed himself GM of the Vancouver Canucks.
Sportsnet 650.